Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
You know what I haven't heard people talking about much are the two astronauts who are stuck in space. They've already been stuck there for 80 days. This, by the way, was supposed to be an 8-day mission. Okay, to the International Space Station.
Sit right back and hear a tale of a fateful trip.
So astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, they were already supposed to be back, okay, because they left in June. Well, now it comes out, according to NASA, sorry, guys, we're going to need you to stay there until February. That's wild. That is wild. They're saying that everything is equipped there to be able to accommodate that. So it's not like this is some crisis. But this is really not getting, I don't know, it's not getting the attention that I thought it would, especially, and I did not know this until very recently. I forget who we were talking to. Maybe it was JJ Carafano talking about how Kamala Harris is over all of this. I mean, like, she kind of, like, she's the border czar. She has her hand on anything related to space for the administration. That was what he was talking about.
Does that make her a space cadet?
She's a space czar.
I just wondered.
Mark's cracking jokes at 5:38 here on Monday morning.
I'm just saying. I mean, she's
Monday
a little
morning.
Bit of a space cadet. I think that that's probably the perfect job for her.
And Boeing, man, Boeing, I'm sorry, cannot get it right with the planes, and now with the spacecrafts, just everything is going wrong for Boeing. Listen to part of this report talking about what the heck happened.
The Starliner vehicle suffered setbacks with helium leaks and thrusters that abruptly stopped working on the initial leg of its first crewed test flight. Engineers spent weeks trying to understand the problem and alternative ways to bring the crew home.
We have contingency options. We've put those in play. NASA always has contingency options.
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to send that spacecraft back unmanned, and then SpaceX is going to go rescue them in February. But they're still stuck there.
Now, the Starliner is a Boeing product, right?
It's a Boeing product,
were there
yes.
some doors loose or something? What was the problem?
The door flew off as they were flying there.
It was a helium leak.
It was a helium leak and some sort of a thruster issue, which, if I'm being honest, I don't even know what that means.
Well, that's the ability to generally steer the aircraft into the right orbit, I guess, for...
Well, that would be important.
...to come back into... Yeah, that would be... That matters, because you don't want to miss...
Safe.
Well, that... So Boeing seemed to say, we're okay, just try it. And NASA's like, let's not try it. Let's not try that.
Hang loose, and the new head of NASA, Elon Musk, under the Trump administration, will send somebody up to get you in February.
February?
Can you
imagine?
Tesla up to get you in 5 months.
We're going to send a Cybertruck up to you.
Can
rescue you at the International
we
Space
saw one.
Station.
Mark and I saw a Cybertruck.
No, I know. I've seen them
every day
I see them quite
Mall.
Often
They're
now.
They're parked out there all the time.
No, but I see them on the road, and you know that they love the fact that everyone turns around to see who's driving that.
They're so ugly.
I know.
But anyway, to your point, these poor people are going to have to wait until February to come home. And I'm not claustrophobic. I'm really not. I am impatient. And when I was on that flight to Alaska from Dallas, and they told me it was going to take 6 hours and 50 minutes, so almost 7 hours, I watched a movie, I took a nap, I woke up, there were still 3.5 hours left. I wanted to get up and open a door and jump out. I mean, I was just done. Can you imagine being told you're in this confined space in space, and you can't leave for 5 more months?
Yeah, but how big is the International Space Station?
Because that's a 5-bedroom apartment.
Okay. That's not terrible.
So you can
That's
move
not...
around to 5 different bedrooms. Come on, have a ball.
That's not terrible. I am claustrophobic and honestly a little bit impatient too.
So my guess is that they're astronauts. So they're prepared for this eventuality.
They know it. It's a possibility.
The isolation, maybe they're both only children, and isolation is something they're used to.
I guess. I would not be thrilled knowing. I mean, there's going to be a lot of lawsuits. If there are
lawsuits
already.
Why?
Boeing, you need to get your act together. What is going on? Seriously,
well,
it's like
there are
every...
nine people up there in this 5-bedroom apartment.
That's rough. That is really rough.
There's supposed to be 7.
Come on, we're going to bunk together. Let's get in our bunk. But you think they have bunk beds there at the International Space Station? They'd strap them down so that they don't just float up to the ceiling? Wouldn't they have to be strapped down to do anything? Like, seriously, like sleep, go to the bathroom? Don't you have to wear a seatbelt, basically, if you're using the toilet?
My guess is you have to be secured or know what's going on. I've never been
On tight to the toilet.
I've lost weight, but I've never been weightless. I don't know.
I would love to know that. I don't think I would do well in space. I feel so bad for these people. I don't know why it's not generating a lot more talk. I feel like the Biden administration has said nothing about it, probably because Kamala Harris is supposedly in charge of all of, like, she heads it up for that administration. Not like I'm saying this is all her fault. Clearly, Boeing had an issue with its aircraft or with the spaceship. And I know these things can happen, to your point, Mark. But man, this whole situation just fascinates me that this is supposed to be an 8-day mission, and here we go.
Well,
actually, it's going to be like 6 or 7 months. Just you hang tight, literally hang tight. We'll get you
when we can. When the Gemini and all that stuff was going up back in the day, all of the astronauts were all about the same age. They had been in the Air Force or some other branch of the military, had gone into NASA. They were all in their probably late 20s, I would guess, at the time. These people are not spring chickens. Butch is 61 years old, and the lady, Williams, is 58 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been there for a while, so I'm sure that they're used to it.
Well,
right?
that actually is probably a better thing in the sense that they I would assume, do not have a young family. Now, if you look at Hollywood, people like What's-His-Face are having kids at age like 70. But I would assume that these two astronauts don't have young families who are wishing that they were back home. You know, they have a family that's probably really sad about it, but it's not like they have young children running around.
They didn't go up there expecting to be gone for 5 months.
Longer than that. It's going to be six or seven before they...
I'm going to be a little late getting home.
Don't wait. Go ahead and eat dinner like for the next few months because I'm not going to be home.
Yeah, I agree. No, I agree. Joking aside, that... It seems like it's a bigger story. Given the amount of money you spend on NASA, how in the world did we let this happen? We've been to the moon and back before. I know we've lost astronauts, but I'm just saying, that seems like a little bit of a flub up.
Well, that's true. Thinking about just the financial aspect of this, I'm clueless about this particular stuff. I just don't know much about the way these missions work.
This is the best part. They didn't take enough clothes with them. So they're having to fly extra clothing up there for them.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah. It says it right here. Early in the week, NASA used a SpaceX rocket to deliver more food and supplies, including extra clothes for the two astronauts.
Honey, I'm out of underwear. Could you bring more underwear?
They didn't pack enough.
Well, certainly they didn't pack enough.
Staying.
They thought they were going to be there for 8 days, not 7 months or whatever it equates to. Yeah, 7 months. 8 months? That's crazy. Yeah, I'm a little surprised they can't get them back a little bit sooner, but my gosh, I feel for these astronauts. There will probably be more that comes out about this, but they're not coming home till at least February, it sounds like.
Yep, so they've all been up there before, so they're all not new to this. She's a two-time, this is the third time for her and the second time for him to be up in space, so they're all good.
Well, first-timers for,
good for them.
Being...
Yeah. Stuck.
Stuck, yes.
Get more at 971talk.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.